Hello, this is Tricia Stewart Shu, and this is Zoe Magazine's artistic allegory article, The Color of Thought, Defying Description, The Essence of Nuance and Other Undefinable Artifacts. It's delicious, isn't it? The idea of describing an immaterial object with an unusual adjective, bringing two worlds together, bridging the continuum, breaching the darkness. Normally, sensory experiences are just that. Experiences, pulling away to objectively identify or define, can take away from the complexities and nuances of an otherwise juicy discovery and perhaps even taint the learning experience. But what happens when an unexpected discovery occurs, one that supports learning but also offers a not-so-pleasant glimpse into the past historical events? How do we process, cull, and disseminate the learning while honoring just how far we've come? After all, we humans evolve and grow for a reason. That's exactly what has occurred as ancient artifacts have surfaced after remaining hidden for thousands of years. This phenomenon is most likely directly connected to global warming. And as large sections of the Earth's water sources evaporate, never before discovered mummified human remains and artifacts are surfacing. Several such artifacts are thousands of years old, perfectly preserved humans who met their untimely demise when they were used in human sacrifice rituals. One example is the children of Yuyayako, also known as the mummies of Yuyayako. They are three Inca child mummies discovered on March 16, 1999 by the National Geographic Society Explorer-in-Residence Senior Research Fellow at the Mountain Institute and Visiting Professor at Catholic University, Salta, Argentina, Johann Reinhard. Scientists have been astonished at just how well preserved these bodies were. From hair and skin to even more details, these mummified bodies offer a never-experienced, unprecedented look into an unimaginable world. National Geographic says that mummy hair reveals that young sacrifice victims were heavy users of coca and alcohol in their last years of life. It's astonishing to imagine, however, in Inca religious ideology, coca and alcohol could induce altered states associated with the sacred, but the substances likely played a more pragmatic role as well, disorienting and sedating the young victims on the high mountainside to make them more accepting of their own grim fates. The artifacts found, adds National Geographic, entombed with the young girls' remains include spondylus shells brought from the coast, feather headdresses from the Amazon basin, statues of gold and silver adorned with finely woven miniature clothing were also only available to the highest levels of society. George Santayana said in The Life of Reason, 1905, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." However, what if that history is horrific? What if, although human sacrifice no longer is a commonplace practice, it is essential to validate and proof the manner of the human's passing? There will always be doubters about the historical significance of certain events and the importance of creating remembrances to ensure those events will never, ever happen again. When it comes to gray, with regard to the ancient practices and cultural beliefs of a people, there's no question that we can and should benefit from the learning of others. So how may we move forward from tragic circumstances to ensure that they are never repeated? Those gray areas, though, are the places where we live and breathe and experience presence, even as our past remains unchanged and our future is uncertain. It is within those gray areas where curiosity lives and potential for learning expands. Perhaps it is within those potentialed spaces that we have the most to gain, and the nuanced spaces and undefinable events. Still, when a thought comes to mind, there is always an attachment. The philosophical world connects thought and existence and has for centuries. Moreover, we can spend a lifetime writing, explaining, and defining the linear, concrete, and structured elements of thought to no avail. Perhaps it is in a balance between them that we will finally find the answers we seek, as the likelihood of discovering more ancient artifacts increases over time.